God has some forthcoming attractions about to be screened in your life. And so a lot of people realize what the Word of God says about them. They have seen the promises of God, but they don't know how to access that which God has provided. And so we've seen in different scriptures this week that there's a progression. First, we get born again. We get a nature change. We have peace with God at that very moment. Then after that, we have to learn what grace has provided. And then we access that grace by the power of rejoicing, by the power of thanksgiving. And that is really the key that takes you from forthcoming attraction into the reality of watching the movie. And so in Romans 5, we saw that it was being justified by faith, and then it was access to grace, and then it's rejoicing in the hope of the glory of God. Colossians 2:6 speaks about the same thing, the same progression. It there says that we abound in it through thanksgiving. And another scripture that proves the same thing here is in Psalm 100, verse 3-4. Know that the Lord, He is God. It is He who has made us, and not we ourselves. We are His people and the sheep of His pasture. Enter into His gates with thanksgiving and into His courts with praise. Be thankful to Him and bless His name. We see here in the New Covenant context that it is not us that recreated ourselves, but it is He that made us. It is He that recreated us in Christ Jesus. Then we are the sheep of His pasture. We are the ones that graze from His provision, graze from His grace. And then it says, enter that realm by thanksgiving. Enter His courts with thanksgiving. You see, thanksgiving, rejoicing, is what makes alive that grace. It is the highest expression of your faith. And so God has provided for you forthcoming attractions. You can see into the future the good things by the Word of God of what He has provided for you. But you need to live in your heart in a place of joy for you to be able to see that and then walk in that by faith. Rejoice with me today. Thank God for what He has already done and what He's still going to do in your life. And always remember, you are highly favored and deeply loved.